I want to share today about the features and benefits of serving the Lord. I'm an old salesman, sold cars for a long time. Features and benefits. Features are what makes your product stand out from the crowd. So I was taught to walk around a car, and while you, with all the features of that vehicle, what makes it valuable, extraordinary, or essential for you to buy, even though it's way too expensive. And then describing a benefit shows you what a particular feature can do for you and tells you why you should buy the product despite the sticker price. But I want to talk to you this morning about features and benefits in this series called Sunny Side Up. And I want to get away from some of the heaviness that we've had and just get into some of the joy that God has given us. Because God does not suspend joy for responsibility. The joy of the Lord, scriptures say, is our strength. Now, I'm not talking about being silly. I'm talking about being filled with happiness and joy. Turn to somebody and say, he must be talking to you today. And this feature and benefit is much like the iPhone that I have. I have this iPhone, iPhone 6. It's old now because they got the iPhone 7. But I have no idea what this thing does except for what I want it to do. I mean, it does so many more things than I do. Than I can use. How many have a phone you have no idea? Just kind of answer it, and it's got all this other extra stuff. The young people will know. You give it to them, and they got all kinds of things, bells and whistles and sounds. Well, we need to remind ourselves the features and benefits of serving Christ. Here's some of the features. If you're taking notes, I purposely didn't give you notes this morning. So if you want to take notes, fine. If you don't want to, that's fine as well. The features of the kingdom. Number one is all sin is forgiven. Come on, somebody. Say that with me. All sin is forgiven. So whatever you got, if you're carrying something with you, you release it right now to the Lord. 1 John 1:9 says, if we sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from some unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Come on, someone. So if there's anything that the enemy is trying to whisper in your ear, you rebuke him right now because you have been forgiven of all sin. Yeah. Come on, somebody. That's pretty cool stuff. Staying current with God means that we accept His forgiveness and walk as if we're forgiven. Turn to Psalm 103 this morning. If you have your Bibles, you should. Psalm 103. And those electronic Bibles will do, but it's nice to have a paper Bible. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And that's some good stuff right there. Well, you know, that's good. That's ice cream and potato chips right there. See, the full weight of our guilt has been forgiven. We are without blame before Him. The scripture says He forgives all our iniquities. Sunday school teacher had just concluded her lesson and wanted to make sure she had made her point. So she said to the children, can anyone tell me what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin? The classroom grew very quiet, and from the back of the room a small boy spoke up. Sin, he said. You have to sin before you're forgiven. Come on. All sin is forgiven. He forgives all our iniquity. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We have access to heaven is our second feature this morning. We have access to heaven. We don't need to ask permission. We can come in and go out anytime we please. That's a feature that many of us don't take advantage of because the enemy tells us that we're not deserving of the presence of God. How many of you know if you're a child of God, you're deserving of His presence? Did I hurt somebody this morning? It's so quiet here. Is this Pentecostal or what? We have full access to heaven. Not only is our sins forgiven, we have full access of coming to the Lord anytime we want. And not only that, we not only have forgiveness of sin, but the third feature is we have power over sin. Woo, come on. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hollywood thinks they've got the corner on super people. No, all the movies that we see of all these super people. You are a super person. Come on. You're supernatural. Not only do you have forgiveness of sin, not only can you go in and go out anytime, but one of the best features is you have power over sin. Now you don't have to sin. Before we had to sin, now we don't have to sin. It's a choice that we make. How many know we have choices all the time? Because we're free, we can choose to serve or choose not to serve. We have freedom of choice. We don't have freedom of consequence. If we choose the wrong way, it's nobody's fault but our own. But we have power over sin. Not only that, but we have wisdom from God. Woo! Google ain't got nothing over God. How many know we can get an answer from God because we have access, because we're forgiven, because we have power over sin? When we talk to God, God is ready to answer us. He's not moving around trying to put us through a maze so we deserve the answer. God wants to answer us. You don't believe me? Scripture says, whatever you ask in His name, He will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It's the original Wi-Fi. Come on, somebody. It's the original Wi-Fi. We just ask and wait for the answer. Come on, someone. God wants to answer our prayers. Whatever you ask, John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it shall be given to him. Some of the signs that I've seen that make us take pause and laugh. Some of the billboards. One says, you think it's hot here? Big Bang Theory, you've got to be kidding. Keep using my name in vain and I'll make rush hour longer. What part of thou shalt not didn't you understand? Another one says, have you read my number one bestseller? There will be a test. Another one says, do you have any idea where you're going? One says, let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. That love thy neighbor thing, another one says, I meant it. My way is the highway. And then, of course, the one that says, don't make me come down there. And then the last one is, I don't question your existence. So not only do we have our sins forgiven as a great benefit feature, a great feature is we have access to heaven, another power over sin and wisdom from God, but we also have victory over Satan. This thing of putting Satan in this place of great, you know, fear, we have nothing to fear. Fear is not given to us by God. Some of the naysayers, some of the people, even Christians lately have said, you know, God's mad, so God's punishing America. Listen to me, there'll be a time when God will punish, but it ain't right now. God's grace and mercy. My question would be, who brought the storm on Lake Gennesaret when Jesus was in the boat asleep? Can you imagine? him talking to the Father, "Hey, Father, scare up a storm so I can rebuke it, so I can get the glory." We have to remember that Satan is powerless, but he's still called the prince and power of the air. The Lord is going to get the glory from all of this. His one intent is that everyone be saved. Come on, somebody. And we must continue to worship and honor God and believe Him as we pray. We want to believe that He can answer prayer. How many know God can answer prayer? Six people. How many know God can answer prayer? There's a Christian lady that spoke of that lived next to an atheist, and every day when the lady prayed, the atheist guy could hear her, and he thought to himself, "She sure is crazy praying all the time like that. Doesn't she know there isn't a God?" And many times while she was praying, he would go to her house and ridicule her, and one day she ran out of groceries. And as usual, she was praying to the Lord, explaining her situation and thanking Him for what He was about to do. And as usual, the atheist heard her praying and thought to himself, "I'll fix her." And he went to the grocery store, bought a whole bunch of groceries, took them to her house, dropped them off on front porch, rang the doorbell, and hid in the bushes to see what she would do. When she opened the door and saw the groceries, she began to praise the Lord with all her heart, singing, jumping, and shouting everywhere. And the atheist jumped out of the bushes and told her, "You old crazy bat, God didn't buy you those groceries. I bought those groceries." Well, she broke out and started running down the street, shouting and praising the Lord. When the atheist finally caught her, he asked her what the problem was. She said, "I knew the Lord would provide with me with groceries, but I didn't know He made the devil pay for them." We need to believe God that He'll answer prayer. See, we have access, we have blessing, we have power over sin, we have power over the enemy, we have all that we need. Visiting again Psalm 103, it says, "Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction." Lest we forget, heaven has not forgotten. That promise, God places His word above His own name. He says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." We are quick to forget about the great blessings that God has poured upon us. Some say fish have a 6-second memory, so when one fish gets caught on a hook, all of his buddies 6 seconds later are ready to get caught on the hook as well. And sometimes people are like that. They see things that are bad, but they keep doing the same things over and over again. We need to change the way that we interface with God. 61 times in the scripture it talks about forgetting things. History is one thing, but the grace of God is quite another. I think the church needs to remember the benefits as well as the features, so when we get to heaven, the Lord will not say, "Look how they wasted their treasures and their resources." David was thinking of the goodness of God when he wrote Psalm 103. He said, "Praise, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Praise should be a part of our everyday life. Praise Him when it's bad, praise Him when it's good, because how many live long enough to realize that situations change, but God never does? Bad times come to an end, but God never does. God gets us through the bad times. Come on, somebody. We sometimes praise Him on Sunday. That's good, but it should be every day. We praise Him at Thanksgiving, but that's good, but it should be every day. We praise Him when things are going good. That's good, but it should be every day. Praise is something given to us at the time of salvation. God gives us the ability to praise. When we praise Him, we gain His presence, because He inhabits our praises. Someone said, when the praise goes up, the glory comes down. You watch a situation change when you begin to praise the Lord. You watch it change before your very eyes. Now you have to do that knowing that God is going to occupy and He's going to come answer prayer. You can't do that with doubt and unbelief. It doesn't work. He goes on to say, He forgives all our iniquities. What a benefit of heaven. To live free from the guilt of sin and past failures, to know His mercy is renewed every time the sun comes up, is worthy of all praise. This is not just a change of your mind. You are a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Because you're a new creation, you don't think like earth people. Earth people can be a prisoner of their past. You are new. You're a new creation. Turn to somebody and say, I'm new. And we've talked about that before. See, new is present perfect tense. You are new every moment. History is a teacher, not a prison guard. History is a teacher. It teaches us what not to do. If you keep doing the same thing you did before, you need to seek counseling. Come on, you can laugh about that. If you keep doing the same stupid thing, how many know? Let's just change the way we do things. We know we're not supposed to go in that direction. Salvation is a prime benefit we need to remember. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer a slave to Satan. You are no longer a slave to doubt and unbelief. You have become a new creation. God is going to forgive you every time you go and ask forgiveness. This is not something that's supplied from somewhere else and God runs low and you have to wait. Every time you ask forgiveness, you receive it. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. If you've not made your peace with Jesus today, now is the time to do it. Salvation is a prime benefit. And we need to tell people that have backslidden and people that are away, don't talk to them about all the things they can't do. If you're a Christian, you can't do this. I would have never sold a car if I told somebody they can't do. Come on, someone. How much more when we talk to people about the kingdom, you can't do this and you can't do that. If you're serving God, you can't do this and you can't do that. Now would you like to pray with me? No, thank you. No, tell them what they can do. Tell them what God has available for them. They already know what they can't do. The conviction of the Holy Spirit is upon them when you're talking to them. Talk to them about the love and the joy and the peace and the thanksgiving and all of that that God has for them. Forget not all His benefits. Look up, get up, and start acting like a child of the King. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who His own self bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. And so the next benefit is protection. In verse 3, who heals all your diseases. How many? How many? Again, how many? You know, we talk about God healing and then we say that He doesn't heal, but my God always heals. Healing is the bread for the children. And healing sometimes means we pass from this earth to heaven, but that is not a failure. It's quiet in here. We all like to see the healing of people getting up out of beds and wheelchairs and stuff like that. But sometimes God just says, just come on home. Forget about all that stuff that you've had to carry and burden. I've got a plan for you. Come home. Come on, someone. When does God heal? He heals all the time. James 5:14 encourages us to call for the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. If you need healing today, after we're completed, come, we'll pray for you. The Lord will raise him up, the scripture says. We have learned how to call upon doctors and lean upon prescriptions. Thank God for doctors. They should be our last resource, but many times they're our first resource. If you are here today, healing is a benefit for you. Don't waste that precious resource. I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I was selling Chevys. This young boy comes in, looking at a Camaro. It wasn't much of a Camaro. It was stripped down. It only had the bucket seats and the stick shift cloth seats in it. And it was bottom line, I think at that time it was probably $25,000, which now I think Camaros are twice that. But he had all this bling on him. Got all these gold chains. Looked like Mr. T. How many remember Mr. T? Got all this stuff on him. And we ran his credit, he couldn't afford it. He needed to come down with a large down payment. So I said, I want to drive it. I said, well, you can't afford it. He said, I want to drive it. So he drove it and he says, I want this car. And I said, well, if you had some brains about you, young man, you'd go sell all that jewelry, you'd have enough to make the payments. He didn't say anything. And we came back and I said goodbye, handed him my card. And that was in the morning. And in the afternoon, about 4:30, he comes into the dealership with no gold and $2,500 in cash. And he drove away in that new Camaro. Come on, somebody. If you want something from God, believe. Whatever you give up is so much better than the benefit. The benefit is so much better than what you give up. Whatever you need to give up, forget not all his benefits. Sometimes healing is just changing the way that you deal with your life. It's like the guy that went to the doctor and he says, I heard in three places. The doctor said, stay out of those places. Just so practical. See? Forget not all of his benefits. Who redeems, verse 4, who redeems our life from destruction. See, the devil would like to destroy us, but he cannot. You have been immunized by the Holy Ghost. Jesus tells us about it in John 10:10. He says, the thief comes not to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. It's like the guy that was complaining. He said, the economy is so bad, I got a pre-declined credit card in the mail. Said, the economy is so bad, I ordered a burger at McDonald's and the kid behind the counter asked, can you afford fries with that? He said, the economy is so bad, CEOs are now playing miniature golf. We don't have a problem remembering the bad news. Turn on the TV. Remember the good news. God is on our side. Heroes caught in scandals, disease running rampant, dangers all over we forget that TV has to get, this is ratings time. So TV has to come, all this terrible stuff is happening and they make it that much more terrible. I choose to read the Word. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled. It's not a sign of Christian maturity when we're walking around like we've been baptized in pickle juice. Where, you know, we got so many wrinkles from our frown that if we smiled, we'd look 10 years younger. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but it's how you handle the conflicts. Do you remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Don't worry, be happy. Can't pay the rent, that's that kind of thing. That's the theme of the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32. You can read it when you get home or read it a little bit later. Jesus said, don't worry about what you eat, what you wear, where you live. I take care of all those things. Jesus said that you have a heavenly Father that knows you and will take care of you. That ought to make us very happy. God's going to take care of me. This is the key to abundant life. Some of our greatest times, Terry and I, that we've had, we couldn't afford to pay attention. That's how poor we were. How many know, when you go diving in the cushions to find enough to buy a loaf of bread, you're pretty poor. How many have ever had to do that? You're turning the chair upside down. Honey, all we need is a nickel and we can get bologna. But we were happy. We were trusting God and God provided for us in so many ways. The key to abundant life. You're princes and princesses in the Lord. You're kings and queens serving God. Come on, somebody. Prince and not a pauper. Look what verse 4 of Psalm 103 says. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. God crowns us. He wants us to be joyful and happy. We need to give it back to the devil. Some of us have been kicked around long enough. We need to start kicking the devil. Look what Luke 10:19 says. I give you the amplified version, the louder version says, I give you unto you delegated authority, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the authority or the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I think the church needs to begin to take back the authority that was given to us. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We need to remind ourselves and the devil that Satan is a defeated foe. He's had his way too long. Painted the church into a corner. No matter the circumstances, we are more than conquerors. The Lord has crowned us and let us circumstances get the best of us sometimes. But we need to remind ourselves, we are more than conquerors. Will we have fights? Yes. Will we be victorious? Yes. Will we ever be defeated? No. Come on, somebody. It's like the doctor talking to the patient. He said, you're the seventh person that's been beaten with an ox goad. What's going on here? You'll get that later. That's why we have been given authority over the authority of the devil. The scripture says nothing shall by any means harm us. There is a danger of forgetting the benefits of the Lord. Psalm 78:41 says, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power the day when He redeemed them from the enemy. God encourages us to remember. Psalm 78:41 is a psalm about Israel forgetting the benefits of serving Him. Moses led the children of Israel to the promised land, and a group went in. Two didn't see any problems, ten did. Ten said, no way, Jose. Two said, no problem. They forgot that God said, I have given you the land, past tense. How many know God's intent was just a month journey from Egypt to the promised land? It was Israel that chose 40 years, not God. God's intent is for us to live in victory. We may circle around like we're going to, but we need to start doing it. Verse 5 of Psalm 103 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Listen, an eagle renews its life by breaking away the buildup on its beak that keeps it from eating and growing stronger. As an eagle grows older, its beak begins to grow and build up scar tissue from cracks and scratches form. This buildup begins to limit the ability of the eagle to open its beak wide enough to eat properly. The eagle finds a rock or hard surface and begins to beat the end of its beak until it finally breaks away the buildup. Then the beak grows back in its correct proportions and the eagle is able to eat again. Its strength and vigor returns and it becomes like a young eagle again. Some eagles have lived to be well over 100 years old. So when the scripture says that He'll renew our strength like the eagles, and our youth like the eagles. Come on, somebody. Some days I can really say with faith, age is only a number. I know Gina's with me. Age is only a number. Some days age is age, but usually age is only a number. Come on, somebody. Turn and say to somebody, age is only a number. Where else can we go where God says, I'll give you a whole new start? Where else can we go that every moment of every day when we say to God, forgive me, He says, I'll give you, it's like you never sin. Let's continue on with our relationship. All that's taken out of the way. I'll give you all the power you need, all the grace you need, all the mercy you need, all the vision you need, all the words you need. Just go and do what I told you to do. I'm with you. Where else can we go? Well, we did that at our jobs. It wouldn't last long. Keep saying, making the same mistake. One day your boss is going to come and say, we don't need you anymore. God never does that. Once we have gone through the suffering, breaking away of every little weight and fetter, then we are able to enjoy the good things of God more fully. This is something that should be joy and not a burden. Forget not the benefits. God has given us great benefits of serving Him. We should have an attitude of gratitude. God, thank You for what You did. We've talked about salvation and becoming a new creature. That's available to you today. If you're here today and you've not received Jesus Christ, today is the day. If you've been playing a game, today is the day. Forget about all the naysayers that the world is coming to an end. Your world could come to an end at any second. Any second. There's no guarantees. I looked really hard in my birth certificate. There's not a deadline. I could go anytime. It's for today. We talked about healing. That's a benefit available to you. Come and be healed by Christ. We talked about victory over Satan. You have the power and the authority. You have something that's plaguing you. You have something you need to get rid of. If you have an addiction today, God wants to deliver you from that. God will renew your strength even through the most difficult of times. He's here. He wants to bring you back to the place of being free from all of that. If you become a prisoner at all in anything, God wants you to know how free you can be. Man, this is fun. Serving God is fun. How many know? It's wonderful to see how God supplies out of nothing. We'd start around the room and give testimony of how God supplied for us out of nothing, like as if He knew we needed it. Duh! His whole point, the psalmist says so well, forget not all His benefits. Come on, someone. In closing, let's look at Psalm 103 again. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all our iniquities. Underline all. Who heals all your diseases. Underline all. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank You for Your goodness to us. I thank You that, Lord, serving You is the most precious thing we'll ever do. God, You love us so much. You're concerned with our every facet of our life. You want to answer prayer, God. You have answered prayer so many times. God, continue to build this relationship with us. If there's anything between us and You, Lord, would You take care of it right now? If you need to make peace with God this morning, I'm here. There are others here that will pray with you. Don't delay. God has something good for you this moment. So, Father, we pray for those that maybe need release from addictions, maybe those who have not made a commitment to You. Lord, would You move on their heart this morning? God, we thank You for Your goodness in the land of the living. We give You all the praise and all the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.